It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. When soprano Pretty Yende was training in Milan, coaches suggested she do the title role of Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. "I thought they were crazy," Ms. Yende said. "I thought it was an impossible role for me." See, when Ms. Yende was growing up in a Zulu-speaking home in South Africa, she didn't have very many role models as a black girl who wanted to be an opera singer. "I guess at the time I hadn't seen many on the world stage that looked like me," she said. Singers like Leontine Price and Kathleen Battle had paved the way for black artists already, but Yende didn't know about them. She had originally planned on going to college to study accounting, but at 16 she saw a British Airlines commercial that used the gorgeous duet from Dalib's Lakme, which is 97 on the KBOC Top 100 Most Wanted list, by the way. She instantly fell in love, decided she had to sing, and went from music school in Cape Town to Milan. She thinks classical music institutions, music schools, and universities have a lot of work to do to recruit young artists like her who have been historically excluded from the art form. Yende said that both opera companies and audiences have mostly embraced colorblind casting. "I think we're experiencing a big change. The world might not see it, but the operatic world is really breaking this wall, and we have to thank the opera houses and casting directors. A big change is happening," she said. Pussy Riot protests and subsequent trial and imprisonment of its members are the subject of a new work for vocal ensemble called Motherland, the latest release from the Quince Ensemble, dropped earlier this month on New Focus Recordings. It explores four contemporary works. Quince Ensemble, founded in 2010 and based in Chicago, is an all-woman vocal chamber ensemble committed to contemporary music. The album's anchoring piece is the a cappella oratorio Prisoner of Conscience by Jennifer Jolly, with texts by Kendall A. It uses material from protest art collective Pussy Riot's trial and imprisonment for demonstrating against Vladimir Putin in Moscow's main cathedral in 2012. "The concept of prisoner of conscience is totally up our alley aesthetically," said Quince's executive director, Kaylee Butcher. "More than anything, we identify as a feminist group, and it's important to us to make the music we perform reflect the world we live in, to tell the stories of other people living during this time." In an era where there are rumors of Russia meddling with a presidential election and the White House doling fake news awards, "I know now that protection of free speech is always relevant," said Jolly. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Also, listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.